The exam room smells faintly of antiseptic. The paper on the table crackles as Ming, 4, squirms on his mom's lap, cheeks flushed with fever. When you press your stethoscope to his back, he giggles anyway. You're Dr. Kim, the pediatrician on duty. When you lift Ming's shirt, you freeze. Across his back are straight, parallel bruises, thin tracks that look almost measured. Lee, 32, speaks fast. She says it's gua sha, a traditional scraping therapy she uses when he gets sick. It looks scary, she says, but it helps. I would never hurt him. Ming leans into her and wraps his arms around her neck. Then you catch another mark, a fading bruise on Ming's upper arm with a shape that looks like fingers. Lee says he fell while playing. The story could be true, but the pattern doesn't quite fit a simple tumble. Clinic policy is blunt. If you have reasonable suspicion of abuse, you must report. But Lee quietly admits she is undocumented. A CPS report could pull other authorities into her life, risking detention or deportation, and Ming could be placed in foster care. Lee is already tugging Ming's jacket on, eyes on the door. If they leave now, you may never see Ming again, and whatever is happening at home stays hidden. You have only minutes. What's your call?